And good morning. It's time for a check of sports. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar at Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In college basketball, Iowa looked shaky at times, but Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey will take the win. Devin Marble had 15 points and 8 rebounds, and number 22 Iowa opened its Big Ten season with a win for the first time since 2006 with a 67-57 victory over Nebraska last night. Aaron White scored 11 of his 13 points in the first half for the Hawkeyes, who led by as many as 20 points in the second half. For McCaffrey, the late struggle doesn't matter. Iowa preserved the win, and he knows the Big Ten gauntlet continues Sunday with number 4, Wisconsin. Taron Petaway had 20 points and 12 rebounds for Nebraska, which shot a season-low 29.9% from the field as it lost its 14th straight game to a ranked opponent. Iowa State capped one of the saddest days in program history with a reminder of why its future looks so bright. DeAndre Kane had 16 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds, and number 13 Iowa State blew past Northern Illinois 99-63 last night for its 12th straight win. Melvin Ejim and Naz Long both had a team-high 17 points for the Cyclones, who rolled past the Huskies just hours after learning of the death of former coach, longtime coach, Johnny Orr. Orr, who was 86, spent 29 years as a Division I coach, with current Cyclones coach Fred Hoiberg among his many star players. Orr won a school record 218 games at Iowa State from 1980 to 94. Hoiberg said, "This has been a hard day as I've had in coaching. I talked to our guys just about what Johnny meant to the entire community, to the state, to college basketball in general. And I told the team, guys, I'm going to need you. This is going to be a rough one for me to get through. And they did that for us and did that for him," according to Hoiberg. Dontell Highsmith had 19 points for Northern Illinois, which had its two-game winning streak snapped. Tuesday night's matchup against the lowly Huskies was supposed to be a coronation of the best non-conference run in recent memory for Iowa State. Instead, it became a side note to a celebration of Orr's career. The Cyclones shined a single spotlight on the banner honoring Orr in the rafters. Their players entered the arena in T-shirts emblazoned with J-O on their shoulders, and fans left flowers at the foot of a statue of Orr inside a Hilton Coliseum concourse, a capacity crowd which was nearly unheard of in Ames before Orr breathed life into a once dormant program in the early 1980s, stood for a video tribute and a moment of silence before tip-off. Orr is also the winningest coach in Michigan history, winning 209 games in Ann Arbor before leaving for Ames. Orr's last trip to Hilton Coliseum came last month when he was introduced to a standing ovation before Iowa State's game against Michigan. Elsewhere in college basketball, third-ranked Ohio State and number 5 Michigan State won their Big Ten season openers. LaQuentin Ross had career highs of 25 points and 12 rebounds to lead the Buckeyes to a 78-69 victory at Purdue. Shannon Scott added a career-high 18 points for the Buckeyes, who were tied 46-6 in the second half before going on a 10-2 run. The Spartans beat Penn State 79-63 as Brandon Dawson scored 20 points and Keith Appling had 14. The game was tied at 52 until Michigan State reeled off a 15-3 run. Connecticut was the lone-ranked team to lose on New Year's Eve. Tashawn Thomas led Houston's 75-51 win against the 17th-ranked Huskies, scoring 23 points and blocking a late layup attempt by Shabazz Napier. Thomas also grabbed 8 rebounds and hit 2 free throws with 9 seconds left. In other top 25 men's basketball action, Jeremy Grant scored 15 points in his first start of the season as the second-ranked Syracuse trounced Eastern Michigan 70-48. Andre Dawkins scored 15 points and Rodney Hood added 13 as 7th-ranked Duke pounded Elon 84-48. Javon Pinkston had 22 points and Darren Hilliard added 15 as number 11 Villanova beat Butler 73-76. Russ Smith hit 6 three-pointers and finished with 24 points and 9 assists as 14th-ranked Louisville ran past UCF 90-65. Also in top 25 action, Jaron Johnson scored 19 points to lift number 18 Memphis over South Florida 88-73, and number 19 North Carolina ripped UNC Wilmington 84-51 behind James Michael McAdoo's 23 points and 10 rebounds. In college football, UCLA has won the Sun Bowl for its 10th win of the season. Brett Hundley threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for 2 others as the 17th-ranked Bruins ripped Virginia Tech 42-12. The Bruins led just 14-10 with 3:53 left in the third quarter before going on a 12-play, 85-yard drive capped by Paul Perkins' 5-yard scoring run. Texas A&M won a bowl battle of ranked teams. Johnny Manziel threw for 4 touchdowns and had a rushing TD as the 20th-ranked Aggies outscored number 22 Duke 52-48 in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Also, the bowl action, B.J. Denker and Kadeem Carey led Arizona to an easy 42-19 win over Boston College in the AdvoCare V100 Bowl in Shreveport. And Dak Prescott threw for three touchdowns and ran for two others in Mississippi State's 44-7 Laffer over Rice in the Liberty Bowl at Memphis. That's a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.